Visiting today with Pleasantville head boys basketball coach Taylor Phipps. Coach, you know you guys are coming off a loss to Van Meter there on Tuesday night, but before that on Friday night, a win against West Central Valley. Can you kind of talk about those two games?
Yeah, I thought the, you know, on Tuesday against Van Meter, you know, played, I'd say about, you know, 20 to 22 really solid, good minutes of play out of the 32. And, you know, when you're playing a really good team like Van Meter, that's just physical and you know, is going to play hard every single possession. You can't afford to, you know, have, you know, stretches where you're not locked up, playing focused. And so, you know, just for a couple stretches there, you know, we, you know, kind of got away from us, but overall, I thought basically three out of the four quarters, we played really, really well. And so, you know, with the team that we're continuing to grow and evolve, and we have different guys kind of getting new roles and stepping up. And so I'm really excited to see us continue to grow as we're kind of at the midway point in the season right now. You know, and then going back to last Friday against West Central Valley, I think, you know, we didn't play our sharpest game, you know, all four quarters, but it was just kind of an interesting game with the way the flow of the game went and the just different foul situation and just kind of how things went in the first half. And I thought we showed a lot of grit and toughness to finish out the fourth quarter, you know, and some guys stepped up and made some really big plays for us. I thought Stanton Major and Braylon Lindsay both played extremely well for us and defended and rebounded and got some key, you know, key stops for us and some rebounds and a couple finishes. So that was really good to see us kind of take a step forward in that direction. So yeah, two tough games, but you know, I'm excited to where we're at and to where we're going to keep going.
Yeah, you know, the thing about the Van Meter game that, you know, you guys get to see them again on Monday. Do you feel like, you know, you mentioned you played well in three quarters of that game. You know, do you feel like that Van Meter game on Monday is going to be a good test for you guys if you can put all four quarters together, that it's really a team you can compete with?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, once you see a team in person and you get to experience it, then you kind of know what to expect and you know how to handle it a little bit better the next time you're around. And just with the way the schedule falls and postponement and everything, you know, we'll play them for the second time in less than a week. So, you know, I'm excited to see how we respond to it and, you know, see if we can go up there and get a win.
You know, you have a game on Friday night against Des Moines Christian, who's, you know, leading the conference and has been a very good, or towards the top of the conference and has been a very good basketball team this year. You played them once earlier in the season, but they were a team that you upset on the road last year. You know, how did you kind of approach that Des Moines Christian game Friday night?
Yeah, I think that, you know, anything can happen on any given night. And, you know, we're a team that, you know, like I said, we're continuing to kind of learn more about ourselves and figure ourselves out of how we can play our best. But, you know, if we're playing our best basketball and we're knocking down shots, we got a lot of capable shooters. And so, you know, anything can happen on any night. And, you know, I think our kids believe that. And so we, you know, just come out there and play as hard as we can and stay focused for all four quarters and, you know, then just see what happens. So I think that there's nobody on our schedule that, you know, we see that we're just counting as a loss. So every game we go into, we're coming in with confidence and coming in with the mentality that we're going to get the win. And so that's going to be no different on Friday.
You know, we talked about the schedule a little bit, and do you feel it's kind of unique in a way that your schedule through the rest of the season is kind of set up in a way that has non-conference games the rest of the way?
Yeah, we got some, you know, some non-conference games coming up, and you know, obviously we still got to finish out our conference schedule, and I'm excited for the finish of our season and as we kind of make a push toward the postseason. But there's, you know, lots of opportunities for us to finish strong and get some really solid wins going into the postseason. So that's our plan hard every day.
You know, do you feel like a team defensively this year on the defensive glass, do you feel like you've a team that will get some second chance points off of rebounds? I know you're missing, of course, Dason Lierhoff, who graduated last season. That was an excellent rebounder. But do you feel like you've been able to supplement a little bit of that? You mentioned two guys that had great rebounding nights the other night.
Yeah, I think, anytime you replace a guy like Dason, who has, scored over 1,000 points and, probably had over 600 some rebounds and was a kind of a double double every single night, and a huge part of, every couple of years, definitely a big piece to replace. But, collectively as a team, I think that we are, continuing to work and continuing to improve and understand what it takes to be a good rebounding team and a good defensive team. And also, we're continuing to work on becoming a more versatile offensive team and getting some more guys some options to score. And, we just gotta keep working. And, if we want to be a really good team and make a push in the postseason, you got to have guys step up. And it's, there's plenty of opportunities for lots of guys the rest of the way.
Well, Coach Phipps, I appreciate your time as always. Best of luck Friday night as you guys take on Des Moines Christian.
All right. Thank you.